The Breeze, 94.5.
And we welcome you back into the New Tech pregame show, which is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. As we welcome you back in here to the Breeze 94.5 FM. As we get set for the second half of our doubleheader tonight, Kennesaw and Blue Hill, this boys basketball contest. Kennesaw last year was 12-13. Blue Hill, I believe, was 13-11. So both these teams were pretty evenly matched. They split their two meetings last year, and both of them were within single digits. Good rivalry here.
Well, and what we were just talking with Coach Hubble over on the pregame show, Joe Hubble, he said that last year, I mean, and then they played some C2 competition, Blue Hill. Remember, they were in C2 last year. They said last year's game against Kennesaw was their most physical two games that they had all season long. He says, you know what you get when you get a Kennesaw Blue Devils basketball team. That's a team that plays physical, plays good defense, and just gets their open looks. And so, we are in for another good contest again, because you look it up and down the rosters, just like very similar to the girls' contest. A lot of senior leadership here, a lot of junior leadership here for both the Blue Devils and the Bobcats. And, you know, if success in football is one thing, you know, successful high school athletes, we're going to see it. We're going to get a treat. Whether you're Keith and Drury at Blue Hill, or you look over at Preston Snitzler, Austin Snitzler for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. So remember those playmakers from football? Well, I think, Brandon, it's safe to say that they're going to transfer over here to the basketball court tonight.
Let's go ahead and take a look at your starting lineups here for tonight's contest. First, for the visiting Kennesaw Blue Devils, they'll go this way. Starting for Kennesaw will be Preston Schnitzler, 5'8 junior. Austin Schnitzler, a 5'11 senior. Keaton Harpum, a 5'9 junior. Corey Heyer, 5'11 senior. And Carson Woodman, a 6'2 junior. He'll play at center. Schnitzler, the guard, as well. Preston Schnitzler and Keaton Harpum both playing guard. Austin Schnitzler and Corey Heyer will play guard and forward here this evening. As for Blue Hill, their starting lineup looks like this. Luke Feynman, a 6'1 senior, he'll play at forward. Jason Poe, 6'1 senior, at the other forward position. The guards are Jaden Hamill, 6'3 junior, and Keithan Drury, a 5'10 senior. Austin Strasburg, the other guard, he's a 5'11 junior. Head coaches for Kennesaw, Jack Ainram, as he's assisted by Christian Cruz and Tom Budnick. Blue Hills coaches, Joe Hubble, the head coach, assisted by Jacob Bachman and Tyler Otten.
Get ready, Brandon, for a fast, very athletic atmosphere tonight. Fans up on their feet, they are excited. I think we are going to get a very good contest from two teams that, I'll be honest, I think are going to be very improved from where they were at a year ago on the season. We mentioned the monster stretch that Blue Hill's going to have to go through here early on in the basketball season. I believe they have St. Cecilia Donovan Trumbull. Still a lot of C2 opponents on their roster, but certainly their strength of schedule is right up there with the best of them in Class D1. As we get set here, they're going to introduce the starting lineups here in just a little bit, but it's Kennesaw Blue Hill tonight here on the Breeze 94.5. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get set to go here for game number two. And as far as the, you mentioned a little bit about the contests and the split that these two teams had and what we're going to be looking forward to here on opening night again for the 2014 winter sports season. You can just tell, I mean, this has a big game atmosphere feel to it. Both these teams very familiar with each other, not too far away in terms of proximity. So when you have that familiarity, it just really heightens everything.
Yeah, I think if you're Blue Hill, you come out here, you got your home crowd behind you, a good-sized home crowd here tonight as well. And you just got to, it's going to come down to whoever wants it more tonight. And, you know, it's always easier to play at home. It's harder for the road teams to go on the road, but it's going to be a great atmosphere, it looks like, here tonight.
Look, I got to be honest with you, you know, it's almost cliche, but forcing turnovers, getting rebounds, that's what we saw. That was the big difference in game number one in this girls' contest. And looking at it, we're going to take a look at our Furniture Direct scoreboard update. Kearney Catholic tonight wins it big, 55-35 over Parkview Christian. Kearney Catholic forced 33 turnovers in that basketball game. So you can tell that if you're on the other end of that spectrum, you're going to have a lot of success here. And again, we're getting set here for tip-off, and I believe we're going to have the national anthem here. So we're going to take a quick two-minute timeout and be back here on the Breeze 94.5.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is having their annual holiday open house Wednesday through Sunday. Take 20% off the entire store, excluding Brighton. 20% off suits, sports coats, leather jackets, and wool top coats. Scarves and gloves, too. All dress trousers, neckties, dress shirts, and cufflinks. All sportswear by Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, Cutter & Buck, and all ladies' clothing. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for everyone on your Christmas list. Open late on Thursday, open Saturday till 4, and now open Sunday 1 to 4.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Getting set to tip this one off between Kennesaw and Blue Hill. At center court, Luke Feynman for Blue Hill will tip it up against Austin Schnitzler of Kennesaw. Kennesaw will be going right to left, as Blue Hill goes the other way, left to right. And the opening tip goes to Kennesaw into the forecourt. Keaton Harpum with the basketball down low. Goes to Austin Schnitzler. They kick it back out onto the right wing. It's handled by Harpum. Down low now along the baseline. Carson Woodman off the glass puts it in. Kennesaw out to a 2-0 lead. Back the other way we go. Blue Hill up top of the key. It's swatted away out of the hands of Keith and Drury. He gets it back into the backcourt. Now we'll dribble it across court between the circle. Skip pass over to Jason Poe. We get a whistle. And we get a foul underneath. Keaton Harpum will get whistled for the foul. That time it only took 37 seconds to get our first foul of the game. Down on the baseline, they kick it out to Drury. Now on the left side, shot put up by Luke Feynman. No good on the weak side rebound. Taken out there by Austin Schnitzler. Kennesaw looking to set up in their half-court offense. Preston Schnitzler up top, guarded closely by Luke Feynman. Now goes right wing over to Harpum. Underneath to Woodman. Woodman trying to drive inside, had the ball swatted away by Luke Feynman. It'll stay with Kennesaw.
So far, Blue Hill Bobcats doing a good job on their man-to-man defense. We're turning over really nicely, not giving Kennesaw a lot of easy looks at the basket.
From the baseline, entry pass goes in, and Schnitzler puts it up. No good. Rebound, Blue Hill. It'll be Keith and Drury to set up the offense. Goes right side, Strasburg. Now Jaden Hamill with it. Back up top, Drury working the weave inside. Shot put up, goes in and out, and drops in Luke Feynman with the basket, and we're tied at two. Back the other way, Preston Schnitzler with it. Inside to Woodman. He'll drive in the paint. He'll draw the foul. Austin Strasburg getting the foul called on him. So that'll send Carson Woodman, the 6'2 center, to the free throw line. And it's off the front of the rim, no good. Just underway here between Kennesaw and Blue Hill. Boys basketball action on the Breeze, 94.5. Second free throw is good. It gets some lucky bounce off the rim. And it's Kennesaw on top, 3-2. Blue Hill setting up in their half court. Keith and Drury up top. Goes left side. Back to Drury now. On to the right side. Jason Poe has it. They'll spin around. They'll swing it back up top. Three-point shot on the way and no good by Austin Strasburg. Rebound taken out of there by Austin Schnitzler. Kennesaw basketball right side. They go deep on the wing to Corey Heyer. Back up top between the circles. Now swing it over left side. Down underneath, Austin Schnitzler. Working the triangle there on the left side. As Schnitzler goes up, he draws a foul. And just like our first game, they're calling it a little bit tight there underneath. Already our third foul of the ball game.
That foul is going to go on Luke Feynman. That'll be his first personal foul.
Austin Schnitzler will shoot two. First one spins in and out. Nice crowd here tonight for this first ball game, opening night of the high school basketball season. Second free throw is good, and Kennesaw leads it 4-2. Here comes Blue Hill with the basketball, right side. They go underneath to Jason Poe. Before he can get a shot off, he is going to be grabbed, and they're going to get the foul called on Austin Schnitzler, his first personal foul. From the baseline, entry pass will be Jaden Hamill. Go to Jason Poe, now up top. Working around left side to Feynman. Now Keith and Drury goes right side, Hamill. An 18-footer on the way, no good. Taken there by Jason Poe. Here comes Kennesaw back the other way quickly. Going to have a three-point shot in the corner left side. No good by Corey Heyer. It's Kennesaw with the rebound as Schnitzler comes up with it. His shot won't go. He gets it back. Now we got a little tie-up, and they'll call jump ball, possession arrow pointing towards Blue Hill.
A good job by Kennesaw fighting there for a second and even a third chances at the basket, really controlling the presence down low right now with those big boys, Carson Woodman and Corey Heyer getting into the mix as well, 5'11", 6'2", respectively.
Blue Hill will try once again here. They haven't had a lot of success offensively here early on, just 2 points to show in the last 3 minutes. Now they go right side. It'll be a new player in. Cody Manns checked in. Drury against a double team underneath down near the baseline. A lot of contact, no foul. And Kennesaw takes the basketball. As Keaton Harpham has it in the forecourt. Gets it off to Corey Heyer. Back up top, swinging around right side. Keaton Harpham back with it. Now high post. Carson Woodman down underneath. Nice pass underneath to Preston Schnitzler, who lays it up and in.
Nice control there by Preston Schnitzler in the air. Gets the pass. A little alley-oop action there.
Now Blue Hill with the basketball going down near the baseline to Drury. He'll kick it back out as Feynman drives. Puts it up on the short little running jumper. And connects 6-4 Kennesaw. Kennesaw with the basketball as Preston Schnitzler comes across. They'll work it out. Up to the top of the key. Now right side, it's handled by Heyer. Heyer looking to drive. Comes up, puts up the floating jumper. No good. Rebound taken there by Cody Manns. Blue Hill will come back against no backcourt pressure. Keith and Drury calls out the play. Goes right side to Poe. Back up top to Feynman. Now they go deep on the left wing. Back to Cody Manns now. And resetting the offense. Now down low left side. Shot put up by Luke Feynman. Won't go. And we get a whistle and a foul away from the basketball. Cody Manns, I believe.
Yeah, I think we're going to get it on Cody Manns. There is the ball was loose after the missed shot there by Poe. Kennesaw picks it up, and Manns just a little bit late to the party. Picks up the foul there.
Kennesaw leading 6-4 with 3:36 to go here in the first quarter of our boys basketball game here. Girls game won tonight by Blue Hill, 61-45. Kennesaw basketball. It's Wyatt Woodman now with the basketball. He's checked in. Three-point shot on the way by Preston Schnitzler. It's a little long, and the rebound fought for, tied up. It'll stay with Kennesaw. Nice effort by a couple of the players there on each team. Entry pass will go to Alex Heyer, left side. Guarded well by Keith and Drury, almost forced a turnover there. Drury kind of getting in the way of the Kennesaw offensive players. Now it's Austin Anderson. High pass way up top to Preston Schnitzler, who will set up between the circles. Goes left side to Heyer. Heyer looking for an outlet. Goes down to the baseline. They swing it down low inside to Austin Schnitzler, who goes up and draws the foul. Good ball movement that time by the Blue Devils.
Good ball movement, and also from the standpoint from Keith and Drury, very disruptive there, taking away some passing lanes. But Kennesaw finally buying some time and getting down inside.
Austin Schnitzler gets the lucky roll on the free throw attempt. Got a substitution coming in for Blue Hill. Jason Poe coming in, I believe, for Cody Manns.
Looks like Schnitzler's going to get a break after this free throw.
And that one is no good. Score remains 6-4, under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And actually, Cody Manns stays in the ball game. He's down in trouble along the baseline, trying to get rid of the ball. Close to a five count. And they're going to get Blue Hill with the turnover on the near sideline, right down in front of us. I believe a double dribble is called.
Now we see number 11 for Kennesaw, Tyson Burr, checking into the ballgame. He's going to give Alex Heyer a little rest.
Kennesaw will bring it across as Preston Schnitzer picks up the defense by Keith and Drury. Now high post, Carson Woodman looking down low for a Preston Schnitzer. I think it was Preston Schnitzer. No, it was Wyatt Woodman he was looking for, and they just weren't on the same page.
Talked in the pregame show, Brandon, about the physicality of this matchup. I think we're starting to see that here again. What, almost 6 minutes into the first quarter and only 11 points put up between both teams.
Yeah, it's been a low scoring here to start. Manns with it. They get it now on the wing. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Taken there by Jaden Hamill. And we get a foul, a loose ball foul called on Kennesaw. Go on Wyatt Woodman. That'll be his first.
Then you're going to get, they're going to get him in the act of shooting there. Jacob Van Boning in the act of shooting.
And Jacob Van Boning misses the first free throw. Alec Meyer has checked into the game now for the Bobcats. Van Boning, second shot won't go. Ball goes loose into the stands. It'll go to Kennesaw. 2:14 remaining here in the opening quarter. 7-4 in favor of Kennesaw. Preston Schnitzler. Left side goes to Tyson Burr. Up top to Austin Anderson. Now Schnitzler will shoot the three. No good. And we get a over-the-back foul going to be called, I believe, on Carson Woodman. And with the defensive foul there.
That's just Woodman's first foul here of the game.
Blue Hill basketball coming across the timeline. Jaden Hamill with it now. Sets up. Goes down low. Jason Post spin move. Shot wouldn't go. He traveled. Wouldn't have counted if it did fall.
So far, very good defensive effort. I mean, yes, Blue Hill has taken some shots here, but Blue Hill has not really had an easy look at the basket here so far in this game.
Things have been kind of plugged up so far. Kennesaw basketball. Woodman has it. Left wing. Goes right side. Finds Austin Anderson for the outlet. His shot won't go. Nice dive for the rebound. Jason Poe came down hard. And I think they call it a jump ball.
Jason Poe gets in there. Great individual effort by Poe. Really sprawls at that basketball. And he ends up forcing a jump ball and a Blue Hill possession.
About 90 seconds to go here and some change in the first quarter. Poe with the basketball way up top. Goes left side. Alec Meyer has it now. He'll go right wing. Good man-to-man defense being shown here by Kennesaw, plugging up that paint. Now trying to drive as Jaden Hamill lost the basketball. Still loose and scooped up by Hamill. He'll drive and good defense forces him into a travel. So another turnover here by Blue Hill. And not a lot of offense. It's 7-4 still with a minute 13 to go.
Quick scoring update by the Furniture Direct scoreboard. We see the Hastings High Tigers have a lead on the Seward Blue Jays by the score of 15-8 at the end of the first quarter. And the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks ahead of Columbus SCOTUS 17-9.
Kennesaw basketball handled by Corey Heyer, left side. goes right wing now as they get it over to Tyson Burr in trouble in the trap defense. Now down low, Wyatt Woodman. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Good. 9-4. Kennesaw with the lead. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Handled by Cody Manns, left side. Over now to Austin Strasburg. We get a foul called here away from the basketball.
It's going to be Tyson Burr on the hold. Referee having some fun here on the opening night. Gotta wait till the whistle before you enter the ballgame, my man.
So it remains with Blue Hill. Handling the basketball up between the circles, Alec Meyer. Now a long three-point shot. Good! Cody Manns.
Cody Manns showing some three-point range here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Pulls the Bobcats back in within two.
First tray of the game, 9-7. Kennesaw, they have the basketball. Tyson Burr driving all the way inside. Won't go. Rebound taken there by Alec Meyer. Now a tie-up in the backcourt. And Kennesaw going to scoop it up and then taken right back away by Blue Hill. As Alec Meyer comes down with it, down to 10 seconds. Another three-point shot on the way. Austin Strasburg in and out. And everything kind of happening fast here. For 5.9 seconds, Blue Hill will maintain possession on the baseline. Looking for the entry pass. We go way up top. Long three-point shot again. This time Manns can't hit. And Kennesaw will get the last shot. A little bit further past half court, it does not fall. And after one quarter of play, it's Kennesaw 9, Blue Hill 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on The Breeze, 94.5.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill. Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area, and they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Earflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge, or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We start the second quarter here with Kennesaw holding on to a two-point lead. They lead at 9-7. Good to have you along here, Brandon Peoples, alongside Tyson Hevronic. Been a good one so far. Not a lot of scoring, but some great defense. Kennesaw opens up with the first possession here in the second. Keaton Harpham dishes off to Corey Heyer, right wing, back between the circles. Schnitzler, now they go left side. Swing it back around to the top. Higher with it. Now high post. Gets it to Schnitzler. Now a three-point shot on the way. Keaton Harpham connects. And Kennesaw out to a 12-7 lead. And an entry pass to Preston Schnitzler. Lays it up and in. Stole the ball right away. It's 14-7.
The unconventional five-point play.
And now a steal at the other end. Kennesaw basketball. Preston Schnitzler will shoot a three and banks it in off the glass. All of a sudden, it's 17-7, just like that. A timeout called.
A quick timeout called by Blue Hill. We'll keep it here. 8-point swing within 45 seconds. Kennesaw is up 8 points. First, the nice three-point ball by Keaton Harpham. Then, as you mentioned, the entry pass steal. Hanging out in the background was Preston Schnitzler. He just picks the ball off the inbounds pass, a quick and easy layup. Then they go down to the other end of court. It's a quick turnover and another three ball. That one, I believe, was by Austin Schnitzler, that second three.
Yeah.
So, I mean, within an instant, all of a sudden, now we have a 10-point game, which what was it, a two-point game at the half.
It was.
What a start here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. 8 points there in 45 seconds.
Impressive. Now Blue Hill will try to lick their wounds here as Keith and Drury will bring it across. Goes left side to Jaden Hamill. Now Poe has it on the wing. Tipped, batted away, stolen. taken there by Austin Schnitzler, and now he'll lose the basketball as Keith and Drury comes up with it. So back-to-back turnovers, and Blue Hill has the basketball. Nice save there on the near side, Jaden Hamill. Now it goes up top, Luke Feynman, looking for an outlet. Goes left side, back over to Drury. Drury will dribble with the right hand, goes up top. Now they go underneath, kick it back out to Jaden Hamill. 15-footer on the way, got it. And that'll end the 8-0 run. It didn't last very long.
First points on the night for Jaden Hamill.
Kennesaw basketball, Corey Heyer goes up top to Keaton Harpham, right side. They work it down to the baseline for Woodman. Kick it back out, left side three. Three-point opportunity perhaps. Now there is a three-point shot taken by Preston Schnitzler. It's no good. Rebound, put back, no good. And a second effort taken there by Austin Schnitzler. It won't go. Ball finally comes out to Blue Hill. Here comes Keith and Drury. Goes right side now. Austin Strasburg with the basketball. Goes to the high post for Feynman. Now a three-point shot on the way. Got it. Nothing but net. Jaden Hamill. That's Blue Hill's second three-pointer of the game. Back the other way comes Kennesaw as they set up in their offense. Keaton Harpham going left side. Three-point shot on the corner. Good. Preston Schnitzler. So both teams exchanging three-point shots. All of a sudden, the offensive explosion comes to Blue Hill.
That's so much for that physical defensive contest that we saw in the first quarter, huh?
Totally changed. Jason Poe, high post, goes to Austin Strasburg. Now Feynman has it. Back over to Drury on the left side. Cross-court pass over to Hamill. He'll dribble over to Jason Poe. Poe now driving in the paint. Got tripped up and couldn't connect on the layup. Fell down. Kennesaw takes back over. Harpham with it over to Schnitzler. Deep on the right side. They go into the post now. Kick it back out into the corner left side. Driving the baseline. Corey Heyer off the glass and connects.
Nice pump fake there by Corey Heyer and then driving inside. Then good execution on the shot as Kennesaw gets up to a 10-point lead.
22-12. Blue Devils with the lead here. Luke Feynman has it up top for Blue Hill. Now a three-point shot on the way by Jaden Hamill. Would not go. Long rebound out to Poe. And we get a push underneath called on Kennesaw. Preston Schnitzler with the foul. A couple of substitutions as Cody Manns will check in for Austin Strasburg. Also a Kennesaw substitution. I believe Keaton Harpham has just checked back in. And now an entry pass. Jason Poe with a short jumper. It's good. 22-14 now our score. Kennesaw with the lead. Going right side, Corey Heyer. He'll look underneath for Woodman. Woodman driving in the paint, kicks it back out. Now looking at again, pass tipped. Cody Manns with a nice defensive play there, and it stays with Kennesaw out of bounds.
And that's one of those things with practice comes execution. Wyatt Woodman with the no-look pass, actually, from down low. Knew exactly where his man was going to be.
Entry pass in the corner left side. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Corey Heyer. Offensive rebound taken there by Carson Woodman. Kennesaw will get to reset their offense here in the half court. Skip pass underneath, right side. Schnitzler with the shot. No good. That's Preston. And Blue Hill with the weak side rebound. Back the other way, Jason Poe. Pump fake, jumper, no good. Rebound taken there by Wyatt Woodman. And so the Blue Devils will take back over. 3.5 to play in the first half. Down low, Woodman. Goes up and draws the foul. And I believe they'll get Jacob Van Boning on this one. A blocking foul called on him, and that'll send Carson Woodman to the charity stripe.
Carson Woodman 1-for-1 on the night.
Woodman dips the knees, puts the shot up. No good. We're going to get Tyson Burr checking in for Corey Heyer. So Woodman will have another free throw coming, trying to extend the Kennesaw lead. And the shot is up, And no good. Rebound taken there by Jacob Van Boning. A little good defense being shown here by Kennesaw. Short jumper taken there by Cody Manns, and he connects. 22-16, Kennesaw with the lead and the basketball. Tyson Burr, right wing. Won't dribble, and he'll get the ball back now from Austin Anderson. Preston Schnitzler with the ball. Kennesaw with some quick passes, no dribbles. Into the corner now, driving the baseline is Austin Anderson. Outlets to Carson Woodman. His shot won't go. Rebound taken in traffic. It's Van Boning pulling it down. Blue Hill with an opportunity to pull this to within a one-possession game with a three-pointer if they could connect. Jason Poe. Outlets to Van Boning. He'll shoot the train, and it gets the lucky bounce. The ball's in.
Three-point bucket for Van Boning, and now Blue Hill has climbed back into this, and it's now a three-point game as Kennesaw is going to call a timeout, Brandon.
So we'll take a 30-second break. Back with more basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in, or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back with you here on this opening night of high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined by Tyson Avronik in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings.
Tell you what, Brandon, after the impressive 8-0 run that Kennesaw put on to start in this second quarter, now they've found themselves on the other side of a nice little run as Blue Hill has rattled off seven straight points to bring this back to a three-point ball game. Kennesaw having not scored since the 4:28 mark here in the second quarter.
And they'll try to erase that here right now. Preston Schnitzer setting up the offense, calling out the play. Goes right side, hands it off to Anderson. Now in traffic, stolen away. Keithan Drury coming up with a steal. Outlets now, three-pointer on the way by Jaden Hamill, and he connects. We got a tie ball game.
Jaden Hamill's second three-pointer really been the catalyst here for the Blue Hill Bobcats in the second quarter.
Blue Devils with the basketball. Austin Anderson, left side. Whoa, he might have got away with a travel right there. Now outlet back outside. Three shot on the way. No good. Austin Anderson, and a rebound comes down to Jaden Hamill. Inside a minute 45 to go in the first half. Hamill with the basketball up top. Goes to Van Boning. Outlets right side to Drury. Drury looking underneath. Now will dribble out beyond the arc. Trenton Carr is checked into the ball game. Outlets now to Cody Manns. Short jumper. It won't go. And a rebound pulled out there by Blue Hill. Three-pointer on the way. It won't go. Rebound put back up and in by Hamill. And it wouldn't go either.
Kennesaw really struggling there, Brandon, down low on the defensive glass. Blue Hill getting three good looks at the basketball, and then just knocked out by a Kennesaw player. So Blue Hill's going to get another opportunity to possibly take the lead here late in the second quarter.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe Blue Hill has led in this ball game yet. Here's Cody Manns with the shot up, 15-footer, won't go. Rebound taken out of there on the weak side by Austin Schnitzler. Now in the corner, right side, Tyson Burr with a three. And it's back out to a 25-22 lead now for the Blue Devils.
Much needed points there for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. That stops a 10-point run for the Bobcats, excuse me.
Mann's holding. He'll go up top now to Trenton Carr. Skip pass over right side to Jaden Hamill. Now he'll go up to the high post looking for Van Boning. Van Boning with a defender in his face. That's Carson Woodman. Now Keithan Drury with the basketball. We get a foul underneath in the paint. Called against Kennesaw.
We'll see who that's on there. It looks like it's going to be the second foul called on Austin Schnitzler down low. And that's, of course, with the bonus now going to put Blue Hill up to the line.
Austin will check out. Corey Heyer checking in for him. 1-1 bonus coming up for Trenton Carr. Free throw is good. So Carr connects, pulls it back to within a 2-point ball game. And he'll have a second one on the way. It's up and it's no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Carson Woodman. Down to 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Long 3-point shot on the way. No good. Preston Schnitzler. Rebound taken out of there by Blue Hill. Blue Hill may play for the final possession here as we are inside 20 seconds. Keith and Drury just taking the air out of the ball as he crosses the timeline. Now dribbles around. Outlets to Manns. Now in the corner for Van Boning. Back up top, Drury back over in the corner left side. To get it back out. Long three from nearly half court. Taken there by Cody Manns. Time was running out, and it was way short. So we've reached halftime here with Kennesaw leading Blue Hill 25-23.
And just, again, great the second quarter there. Got off to really an offensive display. A lot of fireworks there in the second quarter. Again, Kennesaw getting off to that 8 points there in 45 seconds as they really stretch their lead out. But Blue Hill, good job battling back. And a good called, good timeout there that was called by Joe Hubble. Blue Hill then sort of found a rhythm and getting plenty of their starters in on the action as well as Hamill goes off for 8 points there in that second quarter to bring Blue Hill back within this ballgame. But 25-23 is our score as we head towards the halftime break.
The Allen Superstore Halftime Show just 2 minutes away. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Back with more here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundays. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown, touchdown, the home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Kroll Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, the IMT Group, and you, a team that can't be beat.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show, where it's the you get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen's Superstore, the you get more Superstore. That's Allen's Superstore at West 2nd in Hastings. Well, earlier tonight, the Blue Hill Bobcats were playing the Kennesaw Blue Devils in the girls' contest. The Blue Hill Bobcats came away victorious by the score of 61-45. Tim Strepp, the head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, now joining us on the program for the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interviews, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation, where your trash is our treasure. That's Ravenna Sanitation. Coach, first of all, appreciate the time and congratulations on the win. Good way to start out the 2014 campaign.
Yeah, you know, first game's under our belt. The first win's always seems to be the toughest one to get, so we're on our way now.
As far as the Bobcats are concerned, again, some individual efforts, some great performances, and a really getting the job done down low, especially there in that second half with Mackenzie Willekop and Adrian Lipker. So two really good performances in the paint for your team.
Right. I mean, Adrian and Mac do a good job of finding each other. They move the ball. They look for each other. Mackenzie can go inside and outside. But we had a hype matchup with her tonight, so we exploited that as much as we could.
As far as the game was concerned, you got off to a really quick start in that basketball game, and then Kennesaw kind of climbed back into it and ended up tying things at halftime. What was some of the adjustments that they made to your team early on?
Oh, you know, they pressed us early. They gave us a lot of open looks, I thought. We got out in transition really well early on. But a big key is, you know, we scored a lot of those points with our first five on the floor. We got an early foul trouble and had to go to the bench. And we got some young girls on the bench that are going to have to improve.
Foul trouble early on, was that a case of maybe just being the first game out and being a little bit rusty? Or, you know, what were some of the causes tonight?
It's being aggressive. We're an aggressive team. But we're going to have to curtail that a little bit because one point of emphasis is a rough play and hand checking, and we got to do a little bit better job of moving our feet and keeping hands off.
Tim Streff, the head coach of the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats girls basketball team, a team that went 20-2 just a season ago over in Class C2. So what's it going to take as far as Blue Hill's concerned to keep with that success, to keep that momentum going into this season?
Well, we got to develop a bench. We got to keep getting better each night out. Like I said, it was a pretty good start for us. We played really well at spurts tonight, but we have to maintain that for a full 32 minutes toward the end of the season.
Individual efforts, I thought. Kenzie Hubble defensively had a really good game. She's very, very active and always is around the basketball.
Yeah, Kenzie and Lene up top are extremely quick. They anticipate passes really well. And if we can get them in the open floor, they're both good finishers in the fast break.
As far as Lene is concerned, she makes some pretty crucial three-pointers for you, really keeping the momentum going. It seems like when Kennesaw would try to get back, there's Lene on the corner hitting an open three. So she makes some big shots and in some big spots.
Yeah, and as the year goes along, I mean, people are going to focus on Mackenzie, as well they should. She's one of the best players in the area, if not the state. So we have to have other girls, and we do. And Lene is one of them.
Again, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interviews here on the Breeze 94.5 as the Kennesaw Blue Devils currently enjoying a 25-23 lead over the Blue Hill Bobcats in the boys' contest. Again, the girls' contest a little bit earlier today, 61-45 was the score as Blue Hill gets off to a 1-0 start. Tim Streff joining us here on the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show and talking just a little bit about Mackenzie, and you mentioned she's one of the better players in the state. What does she bring to the overall feel of this team?
Well, she's a great leader, first of all. She is been a big contributor for three going on 4 years now to this team, and she's got a will to win that I haven't seen in a lot of players.
As far as the Blue Hill Bobcats getting things off here, as you look down the stretch, what are some areas that you really wanted? You mentioned a little bit about foul trouble, a little bit about developing a bench, but what would you like to see, what did you take away from today's game?
Like I said, I was really pleased with our transition. I thought we got out and ran the floor well and led to some easy buckets for us. Our half-court offense has to get a little better. I thought we turned it over a few times trying to force the ball where it didn't need to be forced. You know, when you're a fast-paced team and you get up and down the floor, sometimes it's hard for these kids to shift gears when they get into half-court and slow things down a little bit.
Tim Streff again joining us on the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interviews. Coach, congratulations on the win. I'll let you get out of here and enjoy it, and we'll talk with you again real soon, I'm sure.
All right, thanks for covering us.
Tim Streff, head coach of the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats, getting off to a 61-45 win earlier tonight on the Breeze 94.5. You're listening to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show. When we come back after our 60-second timeout, may get a chance to still chat with the assistant coach for the Kennesaw girls team. Not quite sure on that yet, but we'll let you know who's around here in our Husker Power broadcast booth when we return. 60 seconds. It's 25-23. Kennesaw leading Blue Hill at the half.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show, the get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen's Superstore. The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. It is the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches interviews here on the Breeze 94.5 as we wrapped up our girls' contests earlier today. Ravenna Sanitation is, well, your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for a business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Joining us on the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches interviews now, Jace Morgan, the head coach of the Kennesaw girls basketball team, a team that fell to the Blue Hill Bobcats earlier this evening. Coach, I first of all appreciate the time.
No problem.
Coach, let's just take a look at some initial impressions here as you started off the 2014 season. What did you see out there from your girls tonight?
Well, I was really happy with how physical we were tonight. You know, we're coming off a 6-win season last year, getting everybody back. There's not a lot of people out there that think that we can play like we played that first half tonight. And so I was very happy with our physicality tonight and even how we handled going on an 0-8 run there to start the game and to come back and to tie the game in the first half. So I was very happy with how they fought that first half and how tough they were.
Blue Hill, they kind of jump off to a lead there, and again using some of their offense. Boy, Blue Hill, when you watch them, they can move up and down the court so quick.
Oh, absolutely, and they're big too. I mean, they got some good size on us, and they can run the floor well. So, you know, we knew that they were going to be big, and we knew that they can run, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. We knew we were going to be undersized, but we really did our best to do what we could do against them. You know, all their points came in the paint tonight, and so that was a little frustrating that every single point that they made came inside, but that's something that we hope to get better at as the year goes along.
You took it a tie ball game into halftime, 27-27. Yep. What just happened there in the second half?
You know, I think we got tired, a little out of shape, but you know, there was majority of the girls played most of the game tonight,
yep.
And so we're gonna have to have some bench step up a little bit. We did have Kendra Nunn come off the bench and she played extremely well, and even Dariana Burr, but We gotta make sure that we can get some more off the bench, and we need to go on runs of our own to get the teams to call timeouts and get our breaks that way. But I think we were a little tired, and that'll get better as the year goes along.
Highlighting some individual efforts, Brielle Schneider goes in double digits for your team at 18 points, and she's just got such great moves to get to the basket.
Yeah, she's our scorer. She can do a lot of things with the basketball. She's a good shooter, and she's a great driver. And so I think I had her for 19, and these 19 points, I mean, that's something that we're expecting from her every night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're hoping to get somebody else to help her out a little bit on the scoring. You know, Kelsey Jasky came in and gave us some good three-pointers and then got in foul trouble. So she's another one who's going to score for us as the year goes along.
Well, as we get set for the second half here of this boys' contest, just before we let you go, what's the one thing, what's the one emphasis going to be in practice for your girls?
Just letting them know that we can hang with teams. I mean, we played a really good Blue Hill team tonight. I mean, they're a great team, and you know, we hung with them. And so knowing that we can play with a good team, and it's nice to play against a good team like this, so we know what we need to do to become a better team.
Well, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches interviews here as we get set for the second half of our boys' basketball game. Coach, appreciate the time, and we look forward to covering you throughout the season.
All right, thank you.
That's Jace Morgan again joining us here on the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show. Well, that'll wrap things up here for the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show as we get set to, get things back underway here in the boys' contest. Again, Kennesaw with a 25-23 lead over the Blue Hill Bobcats as Brandon Peoples joins us back here in the Husker Power broadcast booth.
That was great to hear from both coaches there. As we start the second half, Blue Hill with the basketball going now right to left. It's handled by Jaden Hamill on the left wing. He'll cross-court pass it over to Jason Poe, looking for a cutting Austin Strasburg. Back to Poe. Out top, Drury. I don't think we've seen Drury take a shot here tonight. Now skip pass right side to Poe. High post now. It goes to Strasburg. Shot was partially blocked. Taken out of there by Kennesaw's Keaton Harpum. Now back the other way. Three-point shot on the way. In and out. Got about halfway down. Came back out for Preston Schnitzler. And now Blue Hill with the basketball. Good defense in the backcourt there by Keaton Harpum.
Harpum, Preston, Schnitzler have all played a pretty aggressive defense there in the backcourt.
Blue Hill with it. Feynman up top. Crosses over. Shot up on the way now by Jaden Hamill. It won't go. Rebound Kennesaw. 25-23. That was our halftime score. That's where we stand right now. A minute into the third quarter. Kennesaw with the lead. I think they led by as many as 8 points in this ball game. They've got the basketball. Three-point shot. Nothing but net for Corey Heyer. 28-23 now our score. Back the other way, Blue Hill basketball. Jaden Hamill, right wing. He'll drive inside, kicks it back out, and they go to Feynman. And he's swinging around on the perimeter. Left side, it goes to Hamill. He'll work around a screen. Puts up a little circus shot as he's falling down. It won't go. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Blue Hill.
Corey Heyer with 7 points after that another three ball. It seems like he's making some pretty good clutch shots, and he's finding space. That's what I like to when I'm watching Heyer.
Now a travel whistled against Blue Hill. And Kennesaw will take back over. No backcourt pressure being applied. So pretty quickly across is Preston Schnitzler. He'll dish it off to Keaton Harpum. Dribbles with the left hand, goes over into the corner against a double team, and now a steal. Jason Poe comes away with the basketball. Bobcats looking for points here as we're 2 minutes into the third quarter. Up high, Luke Feynman dishes it over right side to Strasburg. Long three, in and out, no good. Pulling down the board is Carson Woodman. Oh, here we go, back the other way. Harpum with it on the right side, looking for an outlet. Goes high post to Woodman against a double team. He'll kick it back out. They'll work the triangle. Now into the corner, right side. Heyer, he'll bring it out top. Heyer gets it back from Preston Schnitzler, looking for an outlet. Defended well in the paint. Blue Hill has about three white jerseys down there underneath. Now Woodman drives. It won't go. Hard off the glass, fights for his own rebound, gets it back up and in. Foul whistled against Jason Poe. And Woodman with an opportunity for a three-point play.
And that's especially impressive for Woodman because, as you mentioned, Blue Hill keeping all of their size down low. They're not going to give up those easy buckets down low. And somehow Woodman's able to fight through and put it in for the and-one situation.
Jason Poe will step out as Cody Manns checks in for Blue Hill. Woodman with the shot. It's up. It falls in. And it's a 31-23 lead for Kennesaw. Back with the basketball is Keith and Drury. Dribble pass. Right side goes to Feynman. Feynman now finds Drury. Drury in trouble. Kicks it back over to Feynman. And now with the ball, Hamill. He'll drive. Good defense applied there by Keaton Harbour, and he'll drive and put it in, does Jaden Hamill. And it's now 31-25 in favor of Kennesaw.
Blue Hill's first points in the third quarter. Again, coming from Hamill, who's really contributed to this effort.
Left side, 18-footer won't go for Austin Schnitzler. Rebound on the weak side goes to Blue Hill. Bobcats trying to get something quick here. Now driving on the weave. It's Cody Manns. As he's shooting, he'll be fouled. They'll get the foul on Preston Schnitzler.
It'll be Preston Schnitzler's second personal foul. Manns goes to the line.
And a free throw is good. cuts it to a 5-point lead now for Kennesaw. Second free throw from Manns. It won't go. Rebound fought for, taken out of there by Keaton Harpham. About halfway through the third quarter, just about. Kennesaw leading 31-26. Corey Heyer up top goes over to Schnitzler, and Preston Schnitzler just holds it. Looking down low. Now they go to Woodman, high post, kicks it out right corner. Almost shuffled the feet, did Heyer. Got rid of it. Now driving to the hoop on the left side. Preston Schnitzler can't hit the ball.
That's one of those things, Brandon, that as they go along through the season, they're going to learn to check out of that play when you have four or five defenders collapsing on you to kick it back outside.
Now on the right wing, it's handled by Feynman. They'll swing it around left side now to Manns. Manns trying to drive. Nothing there. He'll kick it back out. Again, just working it around the perimeter. Not a whole lot open underneath. As Feynman has it now, he'll try to drive the baseline. Gets it over to Drury. Will dump off pass to Hamill. They'll kick it back out now to Manns. Skip pass underneath. Kick back out to Manns. He'll shoot the three. It won't go off the front of the rim. Rebound, Woodman. That was a sloppy rebound there, but it comes out to him. And Kennesaw takes over in their half court. Keaton Harpham with it, left side. Trying to find anything open underneath. And Blue Hill doing a good job of defending it well.
I think it's a combination of that, Brandon, and then Blue Hill, or Kennesaw, a lot more patient here.
Now a three from Preston Schnitzler on the right wing. Nothing but net. It's 34-26 in favor of the Blue Devils. Back the other way. Now Blue Hill with the basketball as Jacob Von Boning had it. And he'll dish it off now to Luke Feynman. Back to Van Boning up top. Now a three-pointer on the way from Jaden Hamill. It's in and out. Rebound to Kennesaw. Back the other way. Blue Devils with it. Schnitzler into the corner for Heyer. Now they dish it back out to Schnitzler. Skip pass up between the circles. It's Keaton Harpham with it now. And Schnitzler, he'll hold, directing the offense, trying to give good directions of where everybody needs to be on the floor. Left side goes to Harpham. High post now for Austin Schnitzler. His shot won't go. And a rebound to Blue Hill. Back the other way, down near the baseline. It goes to Jaden Hamill off a nice look from Luke Feynman.
Great vision on that play from Feynman to find Hamill streaking down the box there.
Timeout called by Kennesaw with minute 31 to play here in the third quarter. 34-28. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And back with you here in Blue Hill, Brandon Peoples, Tyson Avronik. Kennesaw leading 34-28 here. As we continue on, Blue Devils with the basketball. Dribbling it across is Preston Schnitzler. Over to Tyson Burr, who's checked into the ball game. Deep on the wing now, it's handled by Schnitzler, looking for an outlet. Back between the circles, they'll work it around to Burr. Cross-court pass back over to Preston Schnitzler. Again, directing traffic. Goes up high for Tyson Burr. Back over to Schnitzler. Long three. It's good.
Preston Schnitzler showing some range on that three-pointer. That's a couple he's made from distance. That's his third three-pointer on the night.
Stretches the lead out to nine for the Blue Devils. Now Blue Hill working it down low. Jason Poe connects on the layup. 37-30 our score. Blue Devil basketball as Schnitzler crosses the timeline. Ball is thrown away into the Blue Hill or the Kennesaw bench. And Blue Hill will take back over with 39.1 seconds remaining here in the third. Now Blue Hill has been able to cut the lead and even tie this ball game at one point, but they've never led. Bobcats have it. Drury, he'll drive, puts up a shot, hard foul underneath. Collided with Carson Woodman midair. And they're going to get Woodman for the foul.
So Carson Woodman took a couple people down there.
Yeah, one of his teammates, I think. So Drury to the free throw line, puts it up, and it's off the front of the rim. We're going to see Preston Schnitzler back into the ball game here. He's been a factor here tonight. Second free throw from Drury. It is off the back of the rim, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Pulled down finally by Alex Heyer. He'll give off to Schnitzler. Down under 15 seconds remaining here in the third. High post Schnitzler kicks it out to Preston Schnitzler from Austin. No good on the three. Rebound Blue Hill. Down to 5 seconds. Drury has it. Kicks it off to Jaden Hamill. He'll shoot the tray. No good. And Jason Poe got the rebound. Couldn't get the shot off in time. And we have reached the end of the third quarter with Kennesaw leading 37-30 over Blue Hill. We'll be back with fourth quarter action right after this on this 60-second timeout here on the Breeze.
Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, welcome you back in here to Blue Hill as we start the fourth quarter. The Kennesaw Blue Devils leading 37-30 over the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Been a good one so far. We're glad to have you here on opening night of the high school basketball season. Preston Schnitzler with it in the forecourt. Goes left side, Corey Heyer. Now they go back up top, swing it around. Back to Schnitzler on the right wing. Now up top, Heyer has it. Kicks it over to Keaton Harpum. Now down low, Carson Woodman. A little baby hook. It won't go. And pulled down on the rebound by Blue Hill. Cody Manns will bring it across. Dishes off to Jaden Hamill. Hamill trying to work around a screen, but nothing doing. Now Manns way up top. Pulls it back. Goes down to Poe. Poe lost the dribble. And it's taken out of there by Corey Heyer. Another Blue Hill turnover. Back the other way, Kennesaw down low, and we're going to get a push from behind called on Jacob Van Boning. He was working against Keaton Harpum, and now Harpum will not shoot free throws. Nope, they're going to inbound it from the baseline. Blue Devils will work it around up top. Preston Schnitzler operating way between the circles. Now Heyer has it. Looking into the high post. They'll kick it back out. Now Heyer gets the pass back on the wing. Back up top between the circles. Preston Schnitzler very aggressively calling out an offensive play there. As Blue Hill continues to operate in the man-to-man. Kind of going back and forth between that and the zone.
Kennesaw's taking a lot of time off the clock with this possession, Brandon.
Now a three-pointer by Preston Schnitzler, and that extends the lead to 40-30.
He has been clutch on those three-point shots. That's his fourth three-pointer of the ballgame, 14 points so far for Schnitzler.
As Cody Manns was bringing the ball back up across the floor, he accidentally double-dribbled. He couldn't believe he got called for that, but it was pretty obvious.
again, you go back to that possession there for Kennesaw. They chew up a lot of clock, and then to just kind of put icing on the cake there, they hit a nice, good three-point shot from Schnitzler.
Schnitzler shot the ball well from long range, from short range, doesn't matter. Cody Heyer with the basketball, right wing goes to Austin Schnitzler, driving in the baseline, no good on his shot. Rebound pulled out of there by Jaden Hamill. Blue Hill basketball. Hamill has it from Drury. Now into the corner, deep on the wing. Feynman has it. Hasn't dribbled yet. Looking for an outlet. High pass. Dangerous pass, and it's tipped away, taken by Carson Woodman. So Blue Devils have it with a 10-point lead. Under 6 minutes to play. Keaton Harpham will hold on the right wing, looking down low underneath for Schnitzler. That's Austin Schnitzler. His shot is no good, but he does draw the foul.
Got a quick Furniture Direct scoring update. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks, the number two team in Class C2, have knocked off the number one ranked C1 Columbus Scotus 56-44. Big win for St. Cecilia, Kevin Asher and his troops.
Absolutely. Free throw shot by Austin Schnitzler is good. That extends the lead out to 11 with another free throw remaining. Well, it looks like Pleasanton leading Axtell 62-56 with about 2 minutes to play. That game on 98-9. Second free throw, no good. Blue Hill pulls down the board. Keith and Drury will work it up the floor to Cody Manns. Back to Drury way up top. Drury looking to drive, cut off. Now dribble was momentarily lost. Feynman picks it up. And Drury will reset the offense. Calls out the play. And it goes over to Hamill on the right wing. Now to Jason Poe, looking underneath for the cutting Luke Feynman. As he tries to lay it up, he draws the foul.
Got by Luke Feynman to force his way inside. Luke Feynman just 6'1 there. He's able to make a nice move off the baseline, coming from the wing there. Gets inside, makes a nice play.
Free throw is coming for Luke Feynman. Puts it up, and no good.
A couple more scores pass along on the Furniture Direct scoreboard. We see Grand Island High has defeated North Platte 64-51 in boys play, and Overton wins it over Arapahoe 57-37.
Second free throw, no good, and on the weak side rebound, it's Preston Schnitzler. Dribble behind the back as he's defended well by Keith and Drury. Now they go down low. Woodman, he'll dish it out. Schnitzler had a foot on the line, and it's a two-pointer, as it's now a 13-point Kennesaw lead.
Preston Schnitzler, 11 points here in this second half. He's came up big when Kennesaw's needed him.
Now Jaden Hamill almost lost the basketball, able to get it back. Cody Manns with it between the circles. Dishes off to Drury, cut off on the double team. Now gives it to Feynman. Feynman's shot won't fall. Rebound taken out of there by Poe. His shot will go. Feynman pulls down the board. Now a three by Cody Manns, just kind of tossed up there. And we're going to get a loose ball foul call on Kennesaw underneath.
Great job fighting for the Blue Hill Bobcats down low, trying to keep that possession. They know how, especially with 4:28 left to go, they know how critical each and every single possession is going to be. And they're fighting for it. They're still fighting here in this game. Down by 13.
So it'll be Jaden Hamill from the baseline looking for the entry pass. Goes way up high to Manns. Manns will shoot the three and hits it.
Missed assignment there defensively for Kennesaw. Manns wide open on the inbounds play. Somebody didn't check down, and he hits a big three-pointer to pull it within 10.
Timeout called on the floor. It's a full timeout for Blue Hill. So we'll take a 30-second timeout. Back with more basketball here on The Breeze.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here in Blue Hill. Kennesaw with a 10-point lead, 43-33.
as we head to the Furniture Direct scoreboard updates here on the Breeze 94.5, where we deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers. Furniture Direct will do some local delivery, setup, and removal. We have a good ball game going on in Classic Hits 98.9. Pleasanton XDEL, 62 points apiece. There's 34 seconds left to play, so dramatic finish over on Classic Hits 98.9 for Doug Duda.
Kennesaw now battling a little backcourt pressure being applied by Blue Hill. Looks like they are going to break the timeline. Now Preston Schnitzer gets it down to Woodman. And now Schnitzer, that's Austin Schnitzer, I should say, and he gets the basket to fall. A little sloppy play underneath there, and Schnitzer able to convert and back to a 12-point lead for Kennesaw. Now in the corner, Luke Feynman has it. Down going to the baseline goes Poe, and he's tripped up. Going to take a while before we get some bonuses here, though, as there haven't been a lot of fouls.
Kind of a completely different story from what we had in the girls' game earlier today. That would be Austin Stitzler's third foul, though.
And now, three-pointer on the way. It is good for Jaden Hamill. Cuts it to a 9-point lead.
That's Hamill's third three-pointer on the evening.
Now 45-36 in favor of the Blue Devils. With the basketball is Harpum. Going down low to Austin Schnitzer. Back to Harpum. Now Preston, he's had the hot hand here tonight. I'll work it back around left side. Kennesaw not in any hurry to score the basket. And they're going to force Blue Hill into a fouling situation here. Now I'm going to go on Drury.
Ethan Drury, quiet offensively. I mean, he has played some havoc on the defensive side of the ball, but quiet offensively, and I don't think he's attempted a shot, maybe one, in this ballgame.
Yeah, I think just one. Basketball handled by Kennesaw. Looked like Keaton Harpum got tripped up there. And right now, I think Blue Hill's just trying to get some fouls up here so maybe they can force Kennesaw to the free throw line and get some quicker shots off. With the basketball, Corey Heyer. And a foul across the back, Luke Feynman. And that gives Blue Hill now 16 fouls, so the next one will put Kennesaw to the 1-on-1 bonus.
Forcing them to the line, maybe trying to give themselves some extra possessions.
Kennesaw basketball, far sideline. Heyer will enter it in to Woodman and back to Heyer. Now almost a steal there by Keith and Drury. Good defense. Now a double team on Preston Schnitzler. He'll get around it, put it up, and in. No problem.
Good vision by Preston Schnitzler. Head always up the court. Knows exactly where he's at. Makes a nice cut. Easy bucket for him.
Hamill with it. Dishes off in the corner. It'll go up top to Poe now. Poe, right side, goes over to Austin Strasburg. High pass over to Drury. Now Hamill with the three. Nothing but nets. Back to a single-digit lead here for Kennesaw. 47-39. And it looks like we have a foul. So that one's called on Austin Strasburg. Some substitutions coming in for Blue Hill. Cody Manns and Jacob Van Boning checking in.
Back to Hamill. Very impressive shooting so far as he's got 18 points in the ballgame for Blue Hill. And what I've noticed about Hamill is very accurate. He hasn't had that many misses either.
He's had a good night here tonight. Free throw is no good. It was Keaton Harpum, so advantage Blue Hill. Try to give up the foul for points here, and now a steal as Preston Schnitzer comes away with it. Back at the other end, lays it up and in. So now it's back to a 10-point Kennesaw lead with 2:12 to go. Drury over to Hamill on the left side. Back to Drury way up top. Offensive foul, I believe, called. Yes, Cody Manns called for the offensive foul.
Coach Joe Hubble expressing his displeasure to the referee about that call. Looks like he might have got him on maybe a moving screen on the play.
That could be. It's kind of hard to see who's off in this corner.
If you're if you've been out to the Blue Hill Gymnasium, we are located here on the grandstand here on the auditorium on the stage, and the scorer's table kind of cuts it off a little bit on the, that particular side of the court.
So Kennesaw working against some backcourt pressure, breaks the timeline. Tyson Burr with the basketball. In between a double team, gets it to Schnitzler for three. No good. That would have put an axe in this game. Instead, Blue Hill comes down with the board. And on the putback underneath, it's Austin Strasburg with the points.
Nice athletic play by Austin Strasburg. And Blue Hill calls a quick timeout. We got a 7-point game all of a sudden, Brandon.
8 points, actually, 49-41 with a little bit of time left here. We'll keep it right here on the breeze. It's been kind of an exciting ball game here. As I mentioned, Blue Hill's never led in this ball game. They've gotten it close. They even had the ball game tied right before halftime, but I just haven't quite been able to get over that hump.
Well, and who's been the big factor for Kennesaw on that? And that's Preston Schnitzler. Every single time Preston Schnitzler has needed to make a big shot, he stepped up and made it. He was quiet there in the first half, just 5 points, and then he's absolutely exploded here in the second half. He's got, 15 points here in the second half for 20 on the ball game. So this is an incredible second half, and you can just see it. He wants the ball, and he had an open look for three back there. How do you leave that kid open?
Yeah, no kidding. A double team of every chance you get. Kennesaw with the basketball, looking for the entry pass. They do get it to Burr, and then some good defense forcing a jump ball, and it'll go back to Blue Hill.
That's great defense from Austin Strasburg right there. And instead of making the foul, he chose and grabs for the basketball and forces that jump ball, Blue Hill possession.
Drury way up top, looking for Hamill. And now a shot put up by Alec Meyer, and it falls. Meyer off the bench, comes in and shoots a three and gets us to within a 5-point ball game. Minute 37 left. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back with more here on the Breeze.
We're the U. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Kennesaw basketball, and we get a whistle before anything could even happen here. Scores table wasn't ready.
I thought the NBA game was bizarre last night.
Now, Wow, a football pass down low. It's intercepted by Austin Strasburg. Blue Hill with a chance to pull to within one possession. Three-point shot on the way. No good from Jaden Hamill. Rebound fought for. They're going to call a jump ball. It'll go to Kennesaw.
And I'm not quite sure on that last pass play why you would attempt a pass like that when you know that Blue Hill's going to be looking to foul. Why would you make a risky pass play like that? And it comes back to bite him. Kennesaw does get the ball back, though.
Kennesaw having all kinds of trouble with this backcourt press. Now we get a foul called on Blue Hill. And I think they're going to get on Keith and Drury. So that's just the 9th team foul. That'll send Preston Schnitzler to the free throw line for a 1-1.
And Schnitzler's just been Mr. Automatic here so far in the second half. Like you said, he can make it whether it's from that stripe, the three-point stripe, or down low. He seems to find ways to make the baskets.
Blue Hill hoping he'll miss here, and he does. Right. So stays within 5 points. Blue Hill gets the rebound. Keith and Drury will bring it across. They go to Cody Manns on the right side. Back to Drury between the circles. Pass tipped away by Schnitzler, but Drury able to maintain. Now it's Van Boning up high. Cody Manns, he'll shoot the 18-footer and connects. It's a three-point ball game, 49-46.
What a run here by Blue Hill late in this basketball game.
And now they'll press once again. Schnitzler trying to get around it, and he'll draw the foul.
Probably going to go on, I think, Mann's there.
And it'll be his third, but now Kennesaw into the double bonus the rest of the way.
Back to the line for Preston Schnitzler, who is 0-for-2 from the charity stripe this evening.
Last shot was just a little bit too strong on the free throw. That one is good. So that stretches the lead out to 4 at 50-46.
4 points ever so critical here when you get late in the game.
And the second one from Schnitzler is no good. Rebound. Nice big rebound by Woodman. And that keeps it in the hands of Kennesaw. Schnitzler in the corner. He'll draw the foul, trying to get rid of the pass. Jaden Hamill with the foul.
You know, and I don't know if they can avoid it because the ball seems to always be around him or in his hands, but he's the absolute least guy you want to put on the line right now.
Schnitzler with the basketball as he shoots the free throw and connects. No matter what, it'll still be a two-possession game after this next free throw. Puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound taken there by Jacob Van Boney. Back the other way comes Drury for Mann's on the right wing. Down to 35 seconds. Down low post. Boy, just what Kennesaw can't afford to do. His foul, but only the 16th foul, so really doesn't hurt, I guess.
But you also don't want to give your starter, especially a starter like Austin Schnitzler, 4 fouls either.
Correct. From the baseline, entry pass to Drury. Drury trying to get rid of it. Up high, Cody Mann's wide open three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Preston Schnitzler, and yeah, might have just about sealed it here for Kennesaw.
Again, Preston Schnitzler always around the basketball, even pulling down the boards in this basketball game tonight. What an athlete we are seeing here on the floor.
Has a chance to make this a three-possession game if he can hit both of his free throws. It's 51-46, and he hits the first.
It's now 3-for-6 from the charity stripe tonight.
They're going to bring in Austin Strasburg in for Jason Poe, going a little tall. Trying to get that rebound is Blue Hill. Second free throw. Oh, so critical. And he connects. It's a 7-point lead for Kennesaw. Back the other way in the hands of Hamill. He'll try to drive the baseline. Kick it out to Drury.
Need something quick.
Now Mann's 3-pointer on the way. No good off the front of the rim. Blue Hill with the rebound. Back to Mann's. Again, he'll shoot the three up top. No good. Rebound to Kennesaw. And this one is just about in the books.
Almost a scary situation there on that rebound as they collide. Austin Strasburg, yeah, two Austins.
Yep. So it'll be Austin Schnitzler to the free throw line with his Blue Devils up by 7. They'll put it up and in. A great effort by Blue Hill. They almost had this game right where they wanted it, and Blue Hill Kennesaw able to stretch it back out here in the late minutes.
Free throw is so critical.
55-46. This ought to be the final possession for Blue Hill. 3-point shot on the way. No good for Austin Strasburg, and that's going to do it. As Kennesaw comes away with the opening night win, 55-46. Excellent ball game here tonight in Blue Hill, and we'll come back in 2 minutes and provide you with some stats here on our post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and we'll have the post-game show coming up in 2 minutes here on The Breeze.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in this area, and they're protected by some of the most advanced trait technology in the industry. Take G11U58, for example, which has superb drought tolerance and Airflex, available in AgriSure Viptera or Easy Refuge. Or 28U7 soybeans, which have outstanding yield performance across many environments. Talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Brent and Sarah wish all of our athletes good luck. Always read and follow label instructions before buying or using Syngenta products.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
He's at the 30, 20, 10, touchdown, touchdown, the home team wins.
When you're looking for someone to throw you a winning touchdown, contact your hometown team, the Krull Agency for Protection, written through IMT or Wadena Insurance. They'll help you customize an insurance plan for you. Call the Krull Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland, the IMT Group, and you, a team that can't be beat.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We're committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in here on The Breeze, 94.5, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. A good one here tonight as Kennesaw, able to stretch out the lead there in the final seconds. It was down to a five-point ball game here, about a minute to play, and Kennesaw able to stretch it out, 55-46, the final, as they move to 1-0. Blue Hill drops to 0-1.
Well, again, and you look back at this basketball game, and as Blue Hill is trying to come back into that basketball game, they did it on really two separate occasions. Really, remember when Kennesaw opened up on that very impressive 8-0 run to start off the second quarter, Blue Hill kind of climbing back into that basketball game, and both times when Kennesaw was able to re-stretch out that lead, well, it was on the hands of Preston Schnitzler as the young man played a whale of a basketball game, ending up with 24 points on the evening. Again, Preston Schnitzler really stealing the show here tonight as the Kennesaw Blue Devils had put up a 55-46 win over the Blue Hill Bobcats. Leading scorer for the Blue Hill Bobcats, well, that was Hamill, who made some very impressive clutch three-pointers. He had 4 3-pointers in that basketball game. But again, just not enough as Kennesaw was able to come away victorious. And so we had a split in our girls-boys doubleheader here tonight.
Yeah, we sure did. The girls game won tonight by Blue Hill, 61-45. That was a close game for the majority, well, pretty much the first half. It was tied 27-27 at halftime, and Blue Hill able to have a big third quarter and really stretch it out and put Kennesaw away there in the second half. And saw some really good basketball here tonight on opening night. I was not sure what to expect because that first game you see a lot of jitters, you see a lot of sloppiness, and there was a little bit of that tonight, but I thought great physical play tonight.
Well, again, when we're seeing two clubs that kind of flirted around that 500 mark last year in high school basketball, I was really impressed with what I saw from Kennesaw and their ability to shoot the basketball. I think it's going to be a much improved season for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. And again, when you're talking about the Simpson boys getting another year under their belt, Austin now a senior, Preston now a junior, so they're getting some more experience. And you know, they're playing ball in the backyard almost every day, probably together, probably a little one-on-one there, being so close. But yeah, just a very impressive performance from what we saw from Kennesaw. We've got some other scores that we want to pass along to you here on the New West post-game show, but it's the Furniture Direct scoring updates here on the Breeze 94.5. The Hastings High Tigers were victorious over on our 1230 KHS radio game of the week. The boys winners tonight by the score of 53-44 over Seward. In girls basketball, this final score was 43 to 27. Let's also check some of the scores from our big board here today. In boys basketball action, we see that, yes, Grand Island's senior high was victorious 64-51 over North Platte. Overton Eagles were victorious over Arapahoe by the score of 57-37. It was Fremont over Columbus by the score of 63-45. Gothenburg won it over Lexington by the score of 53-41. St. Cecilia Bluehawks, again, they were victorious over Columbus SCOTUS, the number one ranked NC1 Columbus SCOTUS, 56-44. Congratulations to the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Lincoln Northeast over Omaha Westside tonight by the score of 64-51. And then that final, Doug Duda ended up having a dandy on Classic Hits 98.9 as Axtell was winners 64-62 over Pleasanton. And finally, Beatrice in Class B play. Well, they're going to win it over Nebraska City by the score of 78-41.
Taking a look at the sports calendar tomorrow, a couple of high school basketball games on our network of stations. Looks like Millard West will be at Kearney on ESPN 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. And also Adams Central will be at Holdridge tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. That ought to be a dandy of a game. Tip off for that game for the girls is at 6. Boys will tip off at around 7:45. Kearney Catholic also scheduled to be on tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9. And we got some college volleyball tomorrow here on the Breeze. Nebraska versus Hofstra, first serve at 7 o'clock.
Again, Blue Hill falling tonight in boys basketball play by the score of 46-55 to the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Over the women, the girls were victorious 61-45 over Kennesaw. So it was a split here at Blue Hill Gymnasium as these two rivals continue to put pretty impressive performances on the court. So with that, Brandon, look forward to the rest of the 2014-2015 season. Tell you what, we are in for the long haul here as we get set to go all the way up through March, and we're going to have games of the week here on the Breeze 94.5, our KLIQ games of the week. So appreciate it, the training wheels off me, so to speak, here, and let me kind of fly out on my own with you, and appreciate you being alongside. And I think it's going to be pretty. If we see games like we saw tonight, we're in for a pretty impressive season.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. As I mentioned, I love basketball season. It's my favorite time of the sports year at the high school level, anyway, and I look forward to working with you this season.
So we'll have a lot of it here on the Breeze 94.5 and on our Platte River Radio network of stations. Well, that'll wrap things up here from Blue Hill Gymnasium. For Brandon Peoples, for our producer Bailey back at the ranch, for sports director Mike Will, I'm Tyson Evronik, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Blue Hill.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze 94.5.